And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
It's 25 to 5. Luke Smith, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Yeah, you weren't planning on going for a swim on the weekend, were you?
Well, if it will be, it'll be in my pool. And if the bacteria levels are out of control, I'm having a word to my wife.
Oh, okay, so she's in charge of maintaining the pool.
Mate, she's in charge of everything.
All right, well, a wise choice.
Exactly.
Today, we're correcting some misconceptions around making contributions to super.
Yep.
And I'm sure there are plenty of misconceptions about, many things to do with super, but specifically today we're dealing with contributions. So where would you like to begin? What are some of the more common misconceptions?
Well, again, I think for a bit of context, this is really important because coming into a new calendar year, people have plans and they're setting up potentially in a new job or in a new position or at a new income level, salary sacrifice arrangements, and considering what they can do about managing their tax. So really sort of demystifying some of those assumptions today, we can help you maximise your tax position, maximise your wealth accumulation, try and get as much into super as possible because it is a very cost-effective structure from a tax standpoint, and also make the most of some medium to longer term planning leading into retirement. So yeah, we break a few of these down, and look, in no order of importance, you could call all of these number ones. They're just things that I was hit with last year and someone came in and was adamant, this is the rule. So we'll break those down, and then second part of today, we'll sort of talk about, well, what is the rule and how can we really do it? So,
all right, so the top of this list, but in no particular order, some people believe you cannot make a contribution to superannuation after you retire. Are they right or wrong?
Completely wrong. So what we need to think about first is, why am I making the contribution? And most people will come in and say, I've got a limit of $27,500 that I can work with, and they are completely correct. That is the concessional contribution limit. It's the most you can put into super in any one year and claim a tax deduction. That has nothing to do with being gainfully employed. So that limit is there for anybody and everybody, and you need to be able to say, am I eligible to make a contribution? I.e., if I'm going to claim a tax deduction, am I 67 years or less? Or if I'm over 67, am I working and do I meet the work test provisions? So can I make it? Whether you do or don't has no bearing on whether you are gainfully employed or not. So we can bust that one out of the gates, and in a little bit we'll sort of talk about what you can use that for.
Okay, if you are retired though, you might have shifted your super fund from the acquisition phase to the pension phase. Mm-hmm. You can't put something into a pension, can you?
No, you can't. You can put it into another super fund, or you can stop a pension and add money to the pension. Generally what you find in that scenario, in that example, is you run two funds. But somebody might want to make a contribution because they might have a really high taxable portion of a CSS or PSS or military pension. Or they may have sold an investment property and had a capital gain in that particular financial year. Or you may have an amazing amount of rent that you collect from investment properties, which is in excess of the interest that you may hold on the debt. So great way to be able to reduce the tax on other income, even though you're not gainfully employed. So again, you've got to think strategically. Why am I making the contribution and what's the benefit? Not, well, I can or I can't. And okay, I think that's what we want to sort of just shift people's thinkings so they can make the most of their particular situation.
Did I say acquisition phase? I meant accumulation phase.
Same.
As
long as it's going in.
The right words just escaped me there for a moment, but there you go.
It's okay.
What about when you sell an asset? Can you put the whole lot straight into your super?
Again, depends. So a lot of people say, well, I've sold that asset, and someone came in this year and said, I've sold that investment property, but it's for investment purposes, so I can throw it all into super. No, and potentially no. What we need to consider there, what are the limits? How much have you already put in? So as we just said with the 27,500, if work's already put in 20 grand, then you can't go and throw in another 50. Now, listeners may go, oh, but what about the catch-up legislation? Yep, well played. That might be in play, but if you already have $500,000 in super, you're not eligible to use that legislation. So again, we've got to come back to, am I eligible? That should be your first question. Then, what type of contribution am I going to make, and does it fit my situation? Because you have to play within the thresholds that are set under the legislation, regardless of who you are, what you have, or what your employment status is. So am I eligible first? And then why, as I say, why would I go and do it? And it might be good, it might be bad. But that's another one that we can bust.
All right. So if I don't sell the asset, can I just transfer the asset into my super?
There you go. There's another question on the list. You can only make a contribution with cash. Ba-boom. No deal. You can transfer existing assets, and it's called an in-specie transfer. So let's make up an example. Let's say you've got a self-managed super fund, and you haven't got any cash because your kids are going to private school, and or your boys and your girls and your kids, they need braces, right? Cash strapped. Every parent knows that. I can't wait for that to happen to me. But you want to make a contribution to super, but you don't have any cash. You can transfer, for example, the Commonwealth Bank shares in your own name. You can transfer those into your super fund and claim that as a tax deduction. So you might say, well, I'm going to put $20,000 of CBA shares into my super fund in specie. So it's an off-market transfer. There's paperwork involved. It is a sale in your own name, so it's still a tax event, so consider the CGT. But you can transfer those shares into your super fund, and then in your tax return for that particular year, claim that as a tax deduction.
So would it be simpler just to sell those shares and then deposit the cash into your super fund?
Great way of doing it. A lot cleaner, a lot simpler, lot better from an admin perspective. But there are those out there whose knees will shake about being out of a market for 1.3 days. So for those people, an in-specie transfer is great. For most people that go, just give me the cleanest, easiest, quickest way to do this, sell, cash, buy, and off you go. And a way around that, just as an aside, is you might have cash in your super fund. So buy the CBA shares the day you sell the CBA shares in your own name, you're not out of the market. If you've got the available cash inside your fund already, you can hold that asset and then just move the cash in from the sale and you're not out of the market. So there's always a way around something just to try and sort of address concerns that people have.
How much cash can you put into your superannuation? Say you've just won the lotto. Say you win the $150 million on next week's Powerball. Can you put the whole lot in your super?
No. And again, there's another one. I'm getting close to retirement and I want to sell this asset and my savings and I want to throw it all in the year before I retire. No. Now, again, can you put some in? 100%. You've got the $330,000 three-year rule. You've got the 110 annual limit for a non-concessional contribution, which is where you put money in and don't claim a tax deduction. So in that example, you could say, well, I'm going to quit on the 1st of August. I'll put $110,000 in, provided I'm allowed to, on the 20th of June. And I'll put $330,000 in on the 1st of July, provided I'm allowed to. And you can get $440,000 in very quickly. You could also potentially at the same time make a downsizer contribution. Okay, because that's a separate test, separate piece of legislation. So you could have 440 from your cash, 300 from your downsizer, and get a big lick of money in, but you must adhere to the contribution limits. You must also remember to check your total super balance. So as you get closer to 1.9 million, which is the transfer balance cap limit, if you're under that, you may not have the full threshold. So I'll give you an example. I've got 1.8 million in super, and I say, oh, I can throw in $330,000 as a non-concessional contribution. You won't be able to use that full 330 because you're too close to the 1.9 transfer balance cap limit. So again, total super balance matters. And the reason I raise this one is be prepared. You know, that's a great example where, you know, this happened, a real life example last year. Lady came in with loads of money and said, right, I'm just going to throw that into my super and start a pension. Oh, but you can't. Oh, but I thought I could. Well, that's what you thought and what the rules are two very different things. So be aware of your timing. You know, plan, prepare, and stagger money in where you have a significant amount of capital outside of super. You need to do a little something a little sooner. And I said that was going to be my sort of new mantra for this year, because there's a great example of the frustration of, well, if I'd known, I would have put 110,000 in for the last you know, 3 or 4 years and got it in before I retired, but you didn't. So, you know what your total super balance is, work out what's going on. If I can loop back as well, another big misconception with the downsizer is that I can't do it because I'm over 75,
mm-hmm.
because 75 is the last age bracket for making a non-concessional contribution where you put money in and you do not claim a tax deduction. You can do downsizer at any age. So you could be 83 and put $300,000 in a super. So again, don't assume, oh, I'm over 75, I can't make a super contribution, because there's a particular carve out for that downsizer legislation. So you could potentially, provided that you're eligible to use the downsizer rules, because there are a raft of rules that you need to tick all the boxes on. But where you do, you could then make a non-concessional contribution at 83, 84, 85, 90, it doesn't really matter. You can also make a downsizer contribution if you're in excess of the transfer balance cap. That's another one that I get a lot is, oh, I can't put any more money in because I'm at the $1.9 million limit. Ba-boom. You can still make a deductible contribution of $27,500, no problems. You can still make a downsizer contribution of $300,000. It's just that the money that goes into your superannuation fund will be deemed as an excess component. So you'll pay a little bit extra tax on it, but that might be better than the alternative. So again, am I eligible to make the contribution, and why am I doing it? Don't just make it because everybody at the golf on Saturday says they're doing it, because you don't know what other people's situation is and you don't know what their broader tax position is, and assumptions can be very, very expensive.
They certainly can. So what are the real facts that people need to remember?
Yeah, so we touched on the 27.5. So that's the most you can put in and claim a tax deduction. $330,000 for a non-concessional contribution. So that means I've got $330,000 in my hot little hand and I'm going to put it into my super fund and I'm not claiming a tax deduction. Now, that limit has nothing to do with the $27,500. They are completely separate tests. One doesn't erode the other. One doesn't offset the other.
So you can add them together.
Because they're two different. They're exactly right. It's like an apple and a banana. They're both fruit, but you're not going to peel open a banana and find the apple inside.
No.
You know what I mean? So be aware that they're separate. The downsizer is separate again, $300,000 in your lifetime, provided you meet the eligibility. Another one is you can make a contribution, as we touched on, without cash, which was the in-specie transfer that we spoke about. So that's moving existing assets. And in-specie just means in its current form. You can just do an off-market transfer form and move CBA, ANZ, pick a stock, pick a holding, provided that the receiving fund will allow it. You need to check with your provider. Some industry funds don't allow it. Some personal super funds won't allow it. An SMSF will definitely allow it. And it's one of the key sort of flexibilities of that type of structure. But you don't need the cash to get money into super. You can use stock. Another big one that I see is, I can't take advantage of the concessional catch-up legislation where you can go back to 2019 and see how much of your limit you haven't used. I can't do that today because my balance is over 500 grand. Well, here's a really important fact. The balance to measure your eligibility for that legislation is the 30th of June in the year prior. So you might have $500,000 in your balance today and go, oh, I can't put in the $60,000 of room that I have. But if you went back to the 30th of June, your balance might have been $480,000 and you could use it. So again, don't assume that it's today's value. Check. 30th of June last year may have been more favorable. So keep an eye on that. Or leading into 30 June this year, you might say, well, I'll make a pension payment in June. I'll get my balance under $500,000. And then on the 1st of July, I'll throw all that money in, claim a tax deduction. And now I'm under the limit at 30 June. So again, be prepared, be strategic, and make the most of the legislation to your advantage.
11 minutes to 5 on 2CC. Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio today. We're talking about some common misconceptions around making contributions to our super. Back with more in just a moment. 7 minutes to 5, Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio today. We're talking about some of the common misconceptions around making a contribution to your super. So Luke, it's time to find out, what are the key things for people to remember?
Yeah, look, I think the first one is, why are you doing it? Don't just do something because everyone else is. Don't just do something like, a deductible contribution, for example. One thing I saw a lot of last year was people came in earning 40, 50 grand. and said, "Oh, well, I'm putting 27.5 in a super." And you go, "Oh, geez, that's a shame." And they'd sort of look at you with this blank look on their face. Great behaviour, all right? Awesome behaviour. The fact that you're saving for later, unreal. But you're not getting any tax benefit because your contribution rate on that level of income is more than your marginal tax rate. So you could have just made a non-concessional contribution, got more into super, still saved, and not paid 15% tax. So don't assume that you should do something without crunching the numbers. You know, there's a prime example. That brings me to why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Know the limits, know the rules. Okay, because if you think that you can't and you don't, I would rather someone investigate and be disappointed that they're not eligible than find out that they had every right to do something and missed out on the tax benefit of said decision. So check it out or ask. Use the limits to your advantage. If you're approaching retirement and you know that you're going to be pulling the ripcord work-wise at a certain time frame, get ahead of it. You know, plan for it. Make an annual contribution. If you know you're going to sell an asset, well, think about maybe bringing the sale of that asset forward or deferring it, depending on your eligibility to use these various pieces of legislation, because you can really use the legislation to your advantage and maximize your deductions and be strategic. And also, don't think that just because it is today, that it is so. So we talked before the ad break on, I can't use the catch-up legislation for contributions because my balance today is over 500 grand. But at the 30th of June last year, it was 480,000 and you would have been eligible. So again, let's not assume, check the rules, see if it's viable, see if it aligns with your why, and then take advantage of it and be prepared. I think that's really what today's theme should have been called, be prepared, because if you get it wrong, it could be very expensive and you could be delaying your potential retirement but also precluding yourself from adding money to superannuation. Remember that you can make a contribution with assets. You don't just need cash.
Yep.
And I guess last of all, ask someone for some help, because you could be missing out on something because of a myth, which...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, given everything we've discussed today, it, even just listening to what you've said in the last 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it is complicated stuff. So you need to consult somebody who knows it intimately.
And it's very expensive, right? You think about missing out on a $50,000 contribution at 15%.
Hmm.
There's thousands and thousands of dollars of tax you're paying for no reason. So if you just want to come in for an hour, sit down and hurl can I, can't I at me, look, you wouldn't be the first and you definitely won't be the last.
Indeed.
You might not need me on an ongoing basis, but use us. You know what I mean? Your trusted advisor, whoever it is there to remove these myths so you can get yourself in a better position.
Which means it's time to say, where can listeners get more information?
Yeah, look, 6260-4749 is the office number. That hasn't changed. Envision Financial. It's Envision with an E. Envisionfinancial.com.au on the internet. We've got the Strategy Stacker, Luke Talks Money, on iTunes and Spotify. We've got YouTube Shorts. We've got Envision Financial Canberra on YouTube itself, where you can subscribe and see every week's show and the videos. We've also got the Strategy Stacker handle on TikTok. And all of this sort of thing is laid out in Smart Money Strategy, your ultimate guide to financial planning, which is the primary reason that we wrote it, so that you have reference material to be able to refer back to.
Thank you so much. We'll catch you again next week.
See you next week.
Luke Smith from Envision Financial, back again next Friday.